Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, bringing them stories about what other children are doing all over the world. And you know, boys and girls, I was talking to a little girl last night, and her name was Penelope. And Penelope is a very charming, but a very outspoken little girl. And she said to me as I was sitting on her bedside table, "Mr. Candle, why does Mommy say give and Daddy say get? Which is right? Mommy says give and Daddy says get, and which is right?" And I said, "Well, Penelope, what do you mean by give? What does your mommy mean when she says give?" "Well, Mommy says that we should give to everyone. We should lovingly share everything we have with everyone. We should give to the whole world and take whatever we have and share it with the whole world and be a blessing to the whole world." "Well, what do you think about that, Penelope?" "Oh, that'd be lots of fun. I like to give things like that. I like to do that. And now, what do you think your daddy means when he says to get?" "Well, Daddy goes out and has a job, and he gets money, and he comes home, and we spend the money on the things that we want to give." "Well, how does your daddy get his money?" "Well, he gets his money by working and by spending time at the office or on the job, whichever thing he's doing this week. And he has all sorts of interesting things he gets involved in. But he gets the money, and he brings it home to us. Now, what does he mean, do you think, when he says that it's the right thing to do to get?" "Well, I think what he means is that when we get money, we should give it away. Because when I get any money, when I get my allowance, I love to give gifts to my brothers and sisters. I love to give gifts to my friends. I love..." "Well, Penelope, don't you ever keep any of that money for yourself?" "Oh, no, no. I always give it away right away. I buy candy and then I go share it." "Do you eat any of the candy yourself?" "Oh, sure. Sure, I eat some too. But then I always am giving away what I'm sharing." "But if you're eating some, then you're not giving all of it away, are you?" "No." "Now, Penelope, if you go to the store and you get 4 pieces of candy, what do you do?" "Well, I have a friend, Mariella, and I give Mariella 1 piece of candy, and I have 1 piece of candy. And I have another friend, Jennifer, and I give Jennifer 1 piece of candy, and I have 1 piece of candy." "Well, that sounds interesting," Mr. Sandman says. "You know, if that's true, then you take half to yourself and half you give to your friends." "Yeah, I guess so. I hadn't thought of it that way." "Well, now, what if you wanted the candy very much, but if it was your favorite candy and you had only 4 pieces and you had 4 friends, what would you do?" "Well, I'd give each of my friends a piece of candy." "Even if it's your favorite candy that you love so very much that you'd like to eat?" "Yeah." "Well, then you'd have none for yourself." "Yeah, that's true." "But I would have the happiness of giving it." "Well, is the happiness of giving it enough for you not to have anything to eat?"
"No, no, no, I like my supper."
"Well, if your mommy gave away all the food that Daddy gets and gave none to the family, would you be very happy?"
"No, no, no, no."
"Well, so when Mommy says give, she means share. And she means whenever we have friends over, we share with them. And we give in that way. And Daddy, when he says get, what he means is he goes to work and earns the money and brings it home and gives it to the family. And he gets it, but he gives it right away."
"Oh.
Well, then Daddy gives more than Mommy, because Daddy gives all the money he gets to the family and keeps nothing for himself." "Well, Does your daddy have any expenses? Does he have anything that he keeps for himself? I never asked him. Well, do you think your daddy keeps money in his pocket to pay for the gas for the car and take care of the things that are necessary during the day, or go out and have lunch and or do things that are necessary to buy new clothing for himself or to buy things? Oh, yeah. Well, where does that money come from? It comes from the money that daddy gets. Well, we have to be sometimes careful when we hear the word mommy says give and daddy says get, because we think only in the little tiny way that we think about it as we're children. But when adults think about it, they're thinking in the total big picture of the income and outgo, the income and outgo. And you know, when you pay attention to the income and do things that make you happy as you bring it in, it doesn't matter where it goes. And when your mommy wants to give, she is happy when she's doing things that she loves to do. If mommy were to go out and try to feed all the people of the world, she would find the job very thankless and very limiting, because she couldn't do it. Your mommy doesn't have enough food in her purse that she could buy and give to the world. So mommy gives to the family. And mommy gives in love, and she gives in caringness. And this is what we can all do. So, Penelope, what are you going to do when you think about mommy gives and daddy gets?
Well, what I'm going to think about is that I got a wonderful mommy and daddy.
That's true, Penelope. You have a wonderful mommy and daddy. And they love to give and they love to get. That's true. And they love to share. And they love to share with those they love. Well, now that's interesting. So daddy gets for his family whom he loves, and mommy gives to her family whom she loves. So in that way, they get and they give, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, I see, Mr. Candle. I can see now. That's how they give and get. Well, that's interesting. I still don't totally understand it, but I think a little better about it now. And I have to stop and remember that I share. And if I always share, and then there's always more to share. Oh, Penelope, you're a wise little girl.
Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you.
Oh, Penelope, look it. Here comes all of the wonderful children gathering around, and they're ready to say goodnight. And there's Mr. Sandman. See him over there? He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle that sleepy, happy dream dust all over all the children. So crawl in bed now, grab your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And be ready for a lovely night's sleep, because Mr. Sandman has some special pixie dust tonight. The pixie dust of unconditional love. And will you have wonderful dreams? So until I see you next time, I love you. I love you. I love you.